Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Obviously the big news this weekend, Anthony Rizzo returning to Chicago to retire, rightfully so, a Chicago Cub. And joining us now, thanks to our friend Mark Laura, is joining us Jeff McGee, who is a good friend and former colleague of Anthony Rizzo. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for thinking of me. This is really exciting to do this.
Sounds like you're good friends with him, so I'm sure you've got all kinds of really awesome things to say about him.
I do, yeah. I've kind of been along for, you know, my Chicago journey kind of aligned with his in this miraculous way. So, yeah, it was kind of a riding his coattails for a while. So I got to see a lot of his life as he kind of took me along for his. And it's been one wild ride that I got to see firsthand.
Yeah, well, let's start there. How did you two initially meet?
Man, so when I was with the organization, you know, I'd worked in charities, so it helped a lot of that stuff, which eventually aligned me with the players. And Anthony was really the first player that I helped. I was helping him with just random things with his charity in the clubhouse, things like that. But really, I think our friendship blossomed when we would run into each other at Stanley's. I don't know if you remember that corner bar over in Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
So it was when I was getting introduced to this like sports Chicago lifestyle. We'd run into each other and then we'd kind of piece it all together. And I really think our friendship kind of blossomed there because we'd have a beer or two together and just kind of break bread. And, you know, then it was like the professional setting, that social setting. So I really think it kind of came from that.
Oh, I love that.
He just comes across as the kind of guy who would pop into a corner bar in a Chicago neighborhood and just grab a couple of pops.
Yeah, he really is. I think baseball for him was such a lucky thing for him because he just got to be himself his entire life. Like, he didn't change. You know, the day that I met him and the person that I see him now, obviously the accolades, having a baby, those kind of things, he's still the same person. Like, he's never changed. He's always kind of had this childish fun about him, but when he's, you know, playing sports or playing baseball, he's just super laser focused. But he's just always been just a great, great guy, a great friend.
Since you guys have been friends for a while and you used to go grab beers, and I'm sure you've had all kinds of crazy things happen. Is there something that comes to mind where you're like, it was one of the favorite things that happened while you guys were hanging out?
There are countless. He took me everywhere. So a lot of things he experienced, you know, whether it was during the World Series and what came after that, like he took me with him, and I never understood why. I didn't understand what I did that was so special. He wanted me around. But after the World Series, you know, that whole week was a wild, wild ride, which included them going to Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Yeah.
And he had talked to me the day before. It was like, we were out celebrating. It was probably 10 p.m. And he's like, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?" And I was like, "Probably whatever you're doing."
Oh, I love that.
And he said, "All right, go home, pack a bag, be at the airport at like 8 a.m. or something. We're getting on a jet. We're flying to SNL. We're going to be on the show, and I want you there." So I got to go, you know, backstage with them and meet everybody. For him, the World Series was his dream. Me being an SNL was my dream. And it was really funny. I knew a writer for SNL at the time. So we're in the green room.
Oh, wow.
you know, like Rossi's there, Bill Murray, Dexter Fowler, Riz, a few others, and there's a knock on the door. And this writer opens up, and she's in costume, and she's like, is Jeff McGee in here? And everyone looks at me like, how does she know you? All these people, I'm like,
most notable guy in the room, Jeff McGee.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There are countless others. I mean, we hanging out in this boat, doing karaoke, just going out, just hanging out with our friends. I mean, like, when he had that free window, he would send up what we call the bat signal. And that meant everyone was on board. We're all going here. We're all getting dinner and that kind of stuff. But on the other end of the spectrum, too, as a friend, like, we're all human. I went through a really hard time. And when I was going through a hard time, he called me. And he had me come over. And he let me just vent and, you know, cry at times and just talk about life and listen and give me advice. And, like, you should do this and you should do that. And, like, that's just as important to me beyond the cool accolades and those really amazing experiences. I mean, those moments to me are more important. You know, you need somebody to talk to. It's like, well, who'd you vent to? It's like, well, Anthony Rizzo. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know either, but that's the kind of guy he is.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you think he'll do in retirement?
I think whatever he wants. I think, with the baby here now, he's going to be a great dad. And he's got a great wife, Emily. He's still got his foundation running. So he's got Abby who runs his foundation. I'm sure they're going to keep going. And I know he'll work with the Cubs and Tom will take great care of him. As an ambassador, as an alumni now, he's one of the old guys. So I'm sure he'll work with them and represent the organization great and help them out when he needs and be around. So I'm sure it'll be great for, you know, the young players coming up when he's around. I'm sure it'll be great for, you know, the business aspect of that organization.
Oh, yeah.
That, and, you know, and it's like he's done some stuff on Apple TV with pregame. He's been on ESPN. Like, he is such he's such a charismatic person that I think that the options are endless for him. So I'm excited to see kind of what snowballs for him as he tries out different things. And, you know, I'm hoping that we kind of see more of his personality now that baseball is over and it can be utilized in the right way.
I love that. I mean, you guys have clearly been friends for a while and not just casual friends. I mean, it sounds like you guys are very, very close, and assuming that you still are, I mean, is there anything for people, because people, I think, do have a fascination with him. You know, they know him as this fantastic baseball player, but they also know him for how charitable he is and going to Lurie Children's Hospital and his foundation and all that. Is there something or like one word that comes to mind where you're like, that's the epitome of Anthony Rizzo?
Loyal.
Loyal. I love that. So loyal to his family and friends.
Everybody. He's loyal to his friends. He's loyal to his family. He's loyal to the city. He's loyal to everybody. He makes time for everybody as long as he has it. You know, he is loyal.
Yeah. I mean, he's coming back to retire as a Cub. So that right there shows the loyalty in that decision alone.
Right.
Well, you know what? This has been so cool to talk to you. Yeah. I feel like without actually talking to Anthony Rizzo, this was like the coolest next best thing to get like a little inside scoop on what a great guy he is.
Yeah, Jeff, we want to thank you for joining us and for you know, unloading all of this Anthony Rizzo stories and insight. We really do appreciate it. And thanks again to our friend Mark Lara for putting us in connection with
Mark.
You.
Mark's the man.
Yeah.
He is.
So, Jeff, again, a good friend and a former colleague of Anthony Rizzo. Jeff, we want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me, and thanks for boosting my ego before you let me go.
We didn't need to boost your ego. It was just automatic.
Yeah, anyone who gets called out in a room of Bill Murray and David Ross and all those guys, Jeff McGee, you are the man. Thank you, dude.
That's great.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me, and you know, let's see what Anthony does next, and good luck to you guys.
Well, go celebrate with him.
Yeah.
I will.
Call us back with the stories after.
I will. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
all right,
brother.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Care.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.